encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Productivity and prayer, that's a great topic for today, James, because one of the greatest struggles many face when it comes to prayer is feeling that we just don't have the time.
That's exactly right, Ravi. You know, we have so many things that we have to do, and the sense is that prayer would be nice if we could just, you know, get to it. But let's face it, we have practical stuff to do, and we'll get to prayer eventually, maybe, but only after we get that stuff done.
And so we never get to it, right? I mean, I know I've had that happen in my life, like, oh, maybe an hour ago.
Yeah, I know, I have too. And it all starts, interesting, you know, it all starts with that perspective that if you really want to be productive, you'll have to give prayer a backseat. And let's be honest, that's how a lot of churches function today as well. Just look at the way board meetings are often held. You know, a lot of time is spent talking, and not much time is given to praying. And so we're trying to do God's work in our own strength, and the same thing can happen, you know, in our own individual lives so easily.
Martha, Martha, you are worried and concerned about many things, but one thing is needed, right?
Right. Mary has chosen what is better, and it won't be taken from her. Prayer really is, you know, being in Jesus' presence through prayer, better put, really is what is better.
Oh, I agree with that, James. But isn't this the part of the conversation where people start quoting Martin Luther? I have so many things to do that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer.
You know, I love that quote. It's great, but I also hate it at the same time because there's a big problem with it. It's like telling someone who's just learned how to dog paddle to jump in and swim the English Channel or you know, go to the Catalina Islands. I mean, think about it. 3 hours? I mean, who does that? Okay, Martin Luther, maybe, but, you know, let's start with something a little more doable. I don't think that the Lord would, you know, would object to that at all.
I think it helps to talk about the specific ways, you know, we find prayer to be productive, you know, so why don't we go there?
Okay, so for me, one of the most amazing things about prayer is the way God plants ideas in my mind as I quiet myself before him. I mean, I may be praying about something else. I may be praying, you know, on my own or with others, doesn't matter. But all of a sudden, as I'm there in the quiet before him, I get an idea that solves a problem that I'm working on in another part of my life. And this is huge. This is the thing with the productivity of prayer. It, you know, this doesn't just happen every once in a while. It happens all the time. But here's the thing. I have to take a little time to pray and do nothing other than just be with God for that to happen.
So it sounds like you're not praying about the problem right then, right?
No, usually not at all. And that's what's amazing to me. You know, you might call it the back door of prayer. You know, in the front of my mind, I'm praising God or praying about whatever, but in the back of my mind, which God knows better than I do, there's this other thing that I'm dealing with, trying to resolve. And that's the beauty of it. God opens up a back door to my mind and gives me the solution when I wasn't even dwelling on it.
I've had that happen too. It's like he's saying, while we're here spending time together, have you thought about doing this?
That's it. Exactly. It's like, you know, again, the verse that says he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And sometimes the rewards he gives are not what we're thinking about in that moment, but they're always good.
So unexpected solutions to problems that you haven't come up with on your own. That's a big benefit. What else?
Okay, other practical benefits. There are the things his word promises, like the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, which comes when we present a request to him. That's Philippians 4, 6, and 7.
Right, that's a big one. And giving thanks is certainly a big part of that.
Right, right. It's huge. And we have to thank God and praise him, you know, because it helps us realize that we're blessed in so many ways. And most of all, that we're never alone, that he's right there, that he's good to us. And he draws near to us as we praise him.
And that's a very productive thing. If you know that he's with you, I mean, what more do you need?
Yeah, think about Moses. You know, Lord, don't send me up from here unless you go with me. I mean, it changes everything. But in order for us to discover all of this and know his presence, we have to get practical. And we have to commit ourselves to doing this. And for every step we take forward, I really believe God meets us. I've seen it happen so many times in my own life. So I would encourage folks to not worry about the amount of time, you know, 3 hours, 15 minutes, half an hour. Start with 3 minutes. Start with five, but don't watch the clock. Just go to him. Lay it down. You know, all those other things you have to do, and just be with him. Love him. Love others with your prayers. And rest in him while you're there. And he will lead you in what you need to do. You know, if there's a sin you need to confess, he'll show you. He'll also direct your heart and mind to the things that really need your attention for that day. I mean, that's another benefit, you know. But do this, and you'll find yourself so much more productive. Just go ahead and try it. Do it for 5 days or even three, and I guarantee you will notice a difference right away.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm glad we've had this discussion today, James. I think it should encourage a lot of people. I mean, why don't we wrap up, you know, with this idea of a prayer, and we'll pray for God, you know, that he'll give us practical ways to pray. So, Jesus, thank you for my friend, and I thank you for his encouragement to go to a place where, you know, I think you said, apart from you, we can do nothing. So,
right?
That verse just kind of resonates like, oh, man, how do I get back where I'm not apart from you? And how do I get back to that place of productivity? Lord, I know that all those things that James was talking about are there. Give us practical ways to get there. Show us and guide us, even in the moments where we seem to be far away. Come knock on our door and help us to answer. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, Robbie, it comes down to, do we want divine solutions to human problems or human solutions to human problems? And if we let him in, oh, the difference it makes. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
God bless you and our listeners.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.